Hi there, folks. It's Helene Lerner from womenworking.com, and it's our Dare to Live Fully podcast. Today, we're talking about the secret to success. And you know what that is? Remaining flexible. It's easy to get rigid these days. Let's face it. The pandemic, economic insecurity, social unrest. We can't put a dot at the end of a sentence and say, COVID is over. We're living with the unknown, and it's very disconcerting. It creates fear and anxiety. When I'm that way, what happens with me is I tighten up. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I get rigid, and I want things done my way. I want projects to happen in my timing. And you know what? If I keep pursuing it that way, I screw myself up. So I'm going to give you some tips and strategies today on how to change the channel when you find yourself getting very inflexible and rigid. Number one, own it. It's not your boss. It's not your kids. It's not your significant other. It's visceral. Feel it. You might have a hard time breathing. You might feel stress in your neck. Your muscles are tense. Your voice gets high. Don't put it on someone else. Say, I'm tense, I'm nervous, and I'm getting very inflexible. Own it. Number two, ask yourself, what am I really afraid of? Sometimes when we can name the fear, it takes the power away from it. What am I really afraid of? I won't get that job. I won't be able to earn the money I need to. I will never meet the love of my life. My kids won't be able to go to the camp they wanted to go to, or a school that's so important for them, or I won't have enough money for food on the table, whatever it is, whatever the extent of the fear is. Be aware, it can take the power out of it. Number three, don't keep it to yourself. Share your experience with a friend. It's not going to only make you feel better, but I guarantee you, in these crazy times, these challenging times, your friend is probably going through a very similar thing to what you're going through. So it'll help them. It won't only help you, it will help your friend. Number four, extremely important, realize that your fear and the rigidity is not all of you. You are a strong woman. You've gotten through many tough times, and yes, this is the trifecta. This is one of the major challenges of anyone's life. But you're strong, and you will get through it. And we will get through it together. Number five, ask yourself, by being inflexible, what are you missing? What are the opportunities that might come your way? What are the people that you're closing yourself off to? What are the projects that you could be doing? So you're seeing the price you pay for being inflexible. And number six, I want you to pat yourself on the back. This inner reflection, not blaming your situation and becoming the victim and saying it's other people's fault, it's the pandemic's fault, it's whatever, is very courageous. Self-reflection is about taking personal responsibility. And you're doing that. Congratulate yourself. So let's repeat the things that will help us to remain flexible, which is one of the major keys to success. We talked about how difficult it is to be flexible these days because there's a lot of fear and anxiety going around because of the pandemic, economic insecurity, and things not being settled. But But one of the ways we can grab a hold of the reins is by owning our inflexibility, actually seeing the signs of it in your body, hearing that tightness of your voice, your muscles tensing up, whatever it is, you're owning it. Number two, you're asking yourself to go deeper and look at what you're really afraid of. When we do that, we take the power away. Whether it's losing a job or not having a job or not having food on the table or not being able to have your kids go to the school you need to or being home with your kids and feeling like you're losing it all the time. Whatever it is, language it, say it. Number three, share your experience with others. It will not only help you, but I guarantee it will help them as well. Number four, very, very, very important, realize you're more than your fear. You are a strong woman. You have strengths at the core of you. You've gotten through tough times, and you will get through this too. Number five, own up. Ask yourself, what am I missing by being inflexible? Are opportunities, people passing me by? See the price you're paying for being rigid. And of course, as always, pat yourself on the back. This reflection and looking at your part and taking responsibility is for the courageous, and you're one of those. Till next time, it's Helene Lerner.